here's a story from The World.
2020 saw a rise in danger for human rights activists in many countries across the globe. We don't usually think of Canada as one of those places, but the death of a Pakistani human rights activist in Toronto has raised an international outcry. Canadian authorities say there is no foul play suspected in the death of Karima Baloch, but friends believe she may be the latest in a string of activists targeted by Pakistan. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
From small groups in downtown Toronto and outside the Canadian embassy in Washington, D.C., to huge marches in the streets of Karachi, Pakistan, people are calling for an investigation into the death of Karima Baloch. She was a 37-year-old Pakistani national living in Canada. On December 21st, she went for a walk alone along Toronto's lakefront and never came back. Her husband reported her missing, and a day later, police found her body in the water. Less than 24 hours after that, they concluded it was a, quote, non-criminal death with no foul play suspected. The Toronto Police Service declined to explain more.
We never imagined something could happen here like this.
Latif Johar Baluj was Karima's close friend. They met as activists in Pakistan and came to Canada together.
Police is saying she hurt herself, but I can't believe this. How you can conclude a case within hours after someone's dead, like a high-profile person.
Karima was a leader in the independence movement for Balochistan. That's Pakistan's southern region, home to the Baloch ethnic group. Many of its people use the last name Baloch. Aisha Jalal is a Tufts University history professor who studies Pakistan and is currently doing research in Lahore, Pakistan. She says Balochistan never wanted to be part of Pakistan, but its people didn't get a say in 1947 when the British negotiated a deal to split its former colony into India and Pakistan.
Balochistan has been a troubled part of Pakistan, but this is a country that has had a troubled relationship with democracy. The problem has been more concentrated in Balochistan, largely because it has been denied basic democratic rights.
The situation has grown even more fraught over the last few years because of a deal Pakistan has with China. A port in Balochistan, called Gwadar Port, is a crucial final link in a new network of highways and railways that would connect China to the Arabian Sea through Pakistan. Pakistan recently said it would erect a barbed wire fence around the 10-square-mile area that makes up Gwadar Port because there have been so many attacks by the independence movement.
When they started building up Gwadar, the Gwadar port, it was clear that there were lots of resources. There's a huge copper mine, there are lots of other untapped natural resources of Balochistan. These people felt that they were really being sidelined. And that actually has been a very major factor that has fueled the anger.
Human rights activists say Pakistan's military government has responded to critics, including people calling for Baloch independence, with brutal efficiency. Faiz Baloch is a UK coordinator for the group International Voice for Baloch Missing Persons. He says thousands have gone missing in recent years. Most of the time, they're simply forced into unmarked cars by men in plain clothes with guns. Faiz Baloch's group appealed to the United Nations, and it sent staffers to Pakistan to investigate.
But the problem is they were not free to go and meet people everywhere in Balochistan. They were confined in a hotel guarded by the army. So few people came and met them, but mostly people stayed away.
The resulting report did confirm disappearances, but Faiz says there's been no follow-up. One of those who disappeared in 2014 was the chair of a prominent activist group called the Baloch Student Organization. Karima Baloch took his place, becoming the first woman to lead the organization. Her stature grew as she toured the country, giving speeches and appearing on TV. In 2017, the BBC named her in its annual list of 100 inspirational and influential women. But soon, the Pakistani government charged her with terrorism. Karima fled to Canada.
It might seem my people are fighting for the independence of Balochistan, but in fact, we are fighting for an idea that all men or women have the right to be free.
This is a speech she gave in Toronto in August 2017 on Balochistan Independence Day.
Today, 70 years earlier, we achieved our independence from the British. We will achieve it again from Pakistan.
Karima's friend Latif Johar Baluch says Pakistani officials threatened to kill her friends and family if she didn't come back, and one of her uncles was killed. Then in May 2020, Karima's friend, Baluch journalist Sajid Hussein, was found dead in a river in Sweden, where he had been granted asylum. Latif Baluch says Karima told Canadian authorities about the threats she had received. But instead of helping, they questioned her like she was a potential terrorist.
This is unfortunate. They should be protecting us. But instead, they were trying to know that maybe we are involved in something.
Latif and others are urging Canadian authorities to investigate Pakistan's possible involvement in Karima's death. He says it will be difficult to go on since Karima was the one who always convinced them that the fight for Baluch independence was worth it, despite the danger.
She was very courageous. She was very strong. She was like a bridge between us and our friends and families and everywhere. Now, myself or some other friends, we have to build that bridge, but we cannot replace her. So it would be a big responsibility.
Even though Latif says his family in Pakistan has already been threatened and attacked, he's preparing to lead the movement in Karima's absence. He says the fight for Balochistan will continue. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.